Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Media Mag and Sports, a little later on, our comedian buddy Chad Zumach is going to stop in the studio. He's at Funny Bone this weekend. And Diamond Dallas Page will phone the program later on this morning. Craig's in the house. Carol Channing passed. Still going through those names.
Yeah. Some of the players that had, some of the Deadpool players that had Carol Channing include, but are not limited to, crusty outside, moist inside.
Yeah.
Crusty?
Yeah.
Not crispy?
No,
crusty.
That's like a nice sourdough.
Yeah. I don't think that's what it means.
Cut grandma's panties off, gets a hit. As does Daddy Pecker Cheese.
Daddy Pecker Cheese?
Yeah.
I eat Pecker Cheese.
Yeah.
Daddy's Tickle Time Monster gets a hit.
That is not.
That's horrible.
It can be innocuous at all. It can be.
It can be fine.
But you say it doesn't sound that way.
No, not the way I say it.
No. like your kids are really small. You couldn't walk in and even say it to them. And you were your dad.
Yeah.
Dad, you sound creepy when you say it.
Daycare herpes gets a hit.
Oh, speaking of creepy.
Dead and Bloated gets a hit.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Dead Hogan's Heroes gets a hit. Dead People Die.
Dead People Die.
Dead Better Blurve It. Ass. Blurve, you're an ass.
Dead and Better
Whoever's list that is, yeah. You're an ass.
Dead Better Blurve It.
Death Trap. Denver Donkey Fan.
Yeah.
Desiree Owes Me a...
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Dexter Manley's speech coach gets a hit.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good one.
Dick Harp likes dead people. Die in Hell, here. Die, 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 My Darling, and Dildo Swaggins. I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but it's funny.
Yeah, I don't care, really.
So Desiree owes him again?
Was there a leaderboard change? I forgot.
You know, I didn't even look.
I thought you mentioned the other day there might be a new leader right now because we dropped down. Fish 58th Street actually lost a hit already this year because the guy wasn't famous enough.
But it was on a different list.
Okay.
And
who has two hits so far?
Because well, I do in my other list.
I know, but it's January and Carol Channing passed and somebody. I think there's somebody on your list has.
Several players have two. One, okay. Two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Who's leading?
Hopeful Scientist.
Okay.
Oh.
Past winner.
Perennial.
Always right. In the top five. Well, he's also Eat a Burger and Die. Same dude.
Yeah. Hopeful Scientist. Todd's Next Son. Nine Beer Lunch Date. Probably something having to do with a pink sock.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe some sort of alcoholic beverage that is named a pink sock. You know, maybe some sort of liquor.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Sort of alcoholic beverage.
Oh, yeah. Pink sock. Yeah, I got it.
do you like how I did that one?
Did they spell it L-I-Q?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, they spelled it wrong.
they did. That's how you spell liquor and
they
alcohol.
They go E-U-R, liqueur.
Asian screw. No, let it go. Okay. Asian screw worm. Daycare herpes and fat flip lives
right.
And his not going anywhere soon list. See, now do you remember the story about fat flip?
No, I totally
okay,
forget.
Okay, here's the deal.
Well, I never got the name.
Well, fat flip was in an early Deadpool. He passed away.
Oh.
His family continues his list.
Oh, my God.
Fat flip lives.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really? Yes.
The guy actually died. It was in the Deadpool.
Yes, and so they are continuing. His family's continuing his list.
Yeah.
Fat flip lives, and the list is called Not Going Anywhere Soon.
That's cool.
It's good they got the. That's cool. Good way to remember him in a Deadpool list.
Maybe he was a bit twisted.
And then here's the flat flip.
Fat flip.
Fat flip. Okay.
Yeah.
Tough to say.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. Congratulations,
no.
Craig. Because you nail it every time. I tried it once.
It is First Lady Michelle Obama's birthday today.
Yes. Yeah. Intelligent, smart. I see the book. Her book. Todd's the. We have a thing called the conservative dog in the studio. It's called. If you hear it once in a while, it's a pack in a corner we keep.
It's actually the orphan we keep in the office.
It's a conservative dog we keep here. He's a douchebag.
It is also Jim Carrey's birthday.
All right.
Betty White's older.
Who's older? Jim Carrey or former First Lady Michelle Obama?
Well, Michelle's only a year or two younger than Barack. Barack is 57. So I'm guessing, well, that's a tough, they're all, why do I always say that? They're always tough with you. They're always 1 or 2 years. I'll say Jim Carrey's older.
I'm thinking Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I'll go Jim Carrey, too.
You're all right. Jim Carrey is 57, Michelle Obama, 55.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was right about the ages, too, then.
Yeah. Now,
God,
who's taller?
I didn't even have her pegged for 55. I thought maybe late 40s, right at 50.
Ooh. Oh, no. Now, he's 57. Yeah. Now, I said she was only 2 years younger than him. They went to law school together. No, they met each other in law school.
Who's taller?
It's got Jim Carrey's
or
not short, so
Michelle Obama.
Now, she's a tall piece of water.
Yeah, it's right, still Jim Carrey.
It's still Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Jim Carrey's probably over 6 feet.
He is. He's 6'2".
I have the algorithm.
She's 5'11"?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, she's tall for a chick, but not Jim Carrey tall.
Sports Illustrated changing the release date of their swimsuit issue.
For a gal. What? Sorry, Petey.
We have her autobiographer in the house, Michelle Obama, her new one, Obama. Todd, you forgot the crowd. Michelle Obama's autobiography is in my house. My daughter has it.
Yeah, there's a copy at our house, too.
Yeah. I like the bit.
Does anybody care about the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue anymore?
No, I don't.
No, because
I don't get Sports Illustrated anymore. But I'll look at it if you bring it in.
Well, I'm not going to.
You don't get it, do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah, you can see it all on SI.com.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Or you can see chicks in hot chicks in swimsuits all over. You can read Instagram all day.
And you can our Twitter page every Tuesday.
Hot chicks in swimsuits.
In the mountain.
Well, they're moving their publication date from February to May.
I like them naked having sex, too.
The unofficial start of summer.
I like naked sex.
Yeah, but you know, when we were kids.
They have done this since 1964.
This is the closest thing we could legally purchase to porn.
Legally.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous, and I thought it was lame a couple years back. They started covering them up more. They should have got skimpier and skimpier as far as I'm concerned. But once again, you can see skin anywhere, so what's the difference? You said did do.
Body paint, they started doing more.
I like
body
that.
Paint.
Body
paint.
I like that.
Yeah.
And how many years have they been doing? Did you mention, Craig? 60?
Since 1964.
Yeah, and you think people who have subscribed to Sports Illustrated
would stop bitching about it.
For 25 years, would have caught on that this is going to come every year. But no, you got to see the letter to
and
the
they still
editor.
Print. They still print them. Yeah.
Yeah, you should have put so-and-so
Believe
on
me.
The cover. How come there wasn't a horse on the cover? Because they need a lot more athletic
stuff. It still
stuff,
works, so they wouldn't print it.
And these,
so bitch.
I'm canceling my subscription because I was offended in my young son. What about the children?
Well, don't they
they're masturbating to it.
Don't they give you the option now to subscribe but not get the swimsuit issue?
Yep.
What a tight ass you are.
What a sucker that'd be.
I'd like to subscribe to your magazine, but please don't send me the best issue of the year.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we were talking about growing cotton on the moon, the Chinese growing cotton on the moon.
And 9.5-toed Luke got pissed.
Well, he won't have to.
Yeah. Pickett, you mean?
No, he won't have to get upset.
Okay. Yeah.
I would certainly not comment about him.
He said it. He said it. He called him yesterday. He told the Chinese, we ain't picking your cotton. Because Luke don't play.
Well, there ain't no cotton to pick.
Luke's going to join us on Monday on the show live.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, and they stopped that quite a while ago.
Which will double down.
They now have machines that pick cotton.
They do.
They grow it in Arizona. I've seen it in action.
I know. I've seen it.
China.
They don't send any slaves out there to pick cotton anymore.
No, because there's no slaves.
China says the tiny cotton sprouts that grew in its lander on the far side of the moon are dead.
Ah.
The sprouts died when the temperature inside the mini biosphere where they were planted fell to 62 degrees below zero.
Yep, that's not conducive.
Yeah. No.
They should have thought of that.
That is not compatible with cotton life.
Yeah, because the cotton's a southern crop anyway.
The lander does not have any way to keep the experiment warm without sunlight.
They didn't think of this.
So the cotton is no longer with us.
Hold it.
I don't know
hold
if
it.
They want.
They had the technology to fly to the moon and land there. And
maybe they just wanted to see if the cotton would make it. I don't know. I don't know what they were looking at.
Minus 62 Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They kind of had to know.
You can't even barely grow ice at that temperature.
Yeah, I don't get this. I don't get the experiment. Let's fly to the moon and put a stupid experiment up there.
I mean, that's better than putting a dog or a monkey into a minus 62 environment, I guess. Yeah.
There goes the monkey.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
No.
That's what they
so cold.
I love that bit. I don't care if it's slightly racist. It's funny.
It's a caricature.
It's a caricature of all of us. Right?
If only they could invent some kind of heating device.
Hey, yeah.
My God. So cool.
Just plug a space heater in up there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
It's a space heater.
Space heater.
So this seems kind of like a no-brainer. It's a horrible story that there was a nice ending to, so to speak, that teenager Jamie Kloss, the 13-year-old that got kidnapped. Her parents killed and she was kidnapped.
This guy's a scumbag, man.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's no question. Now then,
was this there girl was, out of Wisconsin?
Yep.
Yeah.
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 Now then, there was a fund and reward money. $50,000, for the, information, this, that, and the other thing. So the question is, who gets it?
Well, she broke out and ran to a house, and that woman took her, and they called the cops. I read the article about it. Now, that woman might not want it, because she didn't discover her. She just answered her door and helped the poor girl out.
I think the girl
should get it.
There was a lady out walking her dog, she found, and then that lady took
her. And they
her.
Went to the house,
they,
right.
They took her to a house.
Yeah. Right.
But lady out walking her dog was just walking her dog, and she ran up to her.
Yeah.
So you don't really find her. You just find her.
Yeah. So that's the question. Who gets the 50 grand?
If I'm that lady walking, I don't want the money. I'm giving it to the kid.
That's what those people are saying.
Good.
They're saying nobody rescued her. Nobody knew where she was. She found herself.
Are they going to give her the money then?
She rescued herself. Well, that hasn't been determined quite yet. I mean, it's just so early
in
the process.
You can't be that lady walking the dog, just a kindly old neighbor.
She's not asking for it. The people that whose house she went to, they say that the girl should get it.
Right.
Everyone is saying that.
Good.
It's just a matter of getting it done now.
Got it.
It should go to fund the wall.
Can you imagine being a prick?
That's what I think.
Wanting
send that money
yeah,
to fund the wall.
I can imagine somebody being a prick.
It is a crisis down there, Todd.
It is.
Can you imagine a person fighting for that money if you just found her?
If she ran up to you.
Right.
Yeah.
That reminds
me. Yeah, I can imagine people being that crappy.
No, but this is a little town. They're all new. They're all looking for it. And like I said, she broke out and found,
Yeah. Plus, she lost her whole family.
Yeah, her family says that she should get it because, quote, she got herself out. And that makes perfect sense.
Now, did this guy get the money from years ago? Remember him? From Cleveland?
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time. And
either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
That was the guy outside that Cleveland House of Horrors thing.
Oh, man.
Those women escaped and they found him.
Yeah, how many women did he have in his dungeon?
At that point,
three.
Yeah. Didn't watch the movie because it's pretty depressing, although they did get out. But that was the guy hanging out, and he was like the best.
All right, 9 1/2 toed Luke.
Hey, bud.
Hey. First off, Charles was wrong. Pretty white women run to my arms every day. Nothing wrong.
Goodbye.
Booyah. Save for Martin Luther King Day.
Stop it with the lies.
I know, right.
Take
right,
that
right.
one girl her car back, man.
Seriously, Craig, I want to thank you for the good news. I don't have to worry about going to the moon now. Awesome.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
Long before you were born, they signed there was an abolition of slavery.
Well, my mother, hold tight. My mother grew up in Arkansas, so she actually had to, get into that.
Mama,
so
okay.
Really?
It was, True story. It's not a good thing that happened.
Right.
So,
of course.
One thing I will say, if they wanted to do it right, they should have went and got some black person from the South and took them up there with them. They would have showed them how to lay that foundation and get it going. But I thank them for not doing this the right way. That way no temptation is out there, you know.
He's your representative Monday for Martin Luther King Day, by the way.
We're going to bridge the gap Monday. We're good. Petey, I know you my only soul brother that's going to be up there, so... You know, Newports and 40s for everybody on Monday.
In the morning.
All right. Thanks, buddy. See ya. 9F Toad Luke. Yes. You're going to come to the studio with us.
I don't think a black guy would have made it in that place either. Minus 62 right. degrees. I don't think it's compatible with much.
No.
I think Luke's just giving him ideas.
Yeah.
They would say it's
next
so
time,
cold,
right.
too, as a black guy.
Not
Do
really,
it so cold as a black guy.
He's not helping.
Nah, man.
He is not advancing the cause.
So, yeah, the money should go to that. First of all, her parents were killed. They're dead.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that anyone's arguing
over
this.
Yeah, no one is.
It's just a matter of they're starting to talk about it.
Right.
Well, did you, I know that you probably follow Cardi B
all the time
on the social media. Did you see her rant about the government shutdown?
No.
Well, we agree with her. But I think she said something like, I can't, she swore a couple times.
A
right?
lot.
Yeah. Oh, do you have the audio?
I got some audio here.
It's about,
let's
it's about
how
not
much
getting
is...
paid and working, you know.
How's the,
hey, y'all, I just want to remind y'all because it's been a little bit over 3 weeks, okay? It's been a little bit over 3 weeks. Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, but health care. So your grandma could check her blood pressure.
They should put her on MSNBC.
A little bit more from Cardi.
We agree with
now,
her.
I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job. But this is what it is, bro. Our country is in a hellhole right now. All for all. And we really need to take this serious. I feel like we need to take some action. I don't know what type of action because... this is not what I do, but I'm scared. This is crazy, and I really feel bad for these people that got to go to work to not get paid.
Yeah, we all do, too. I love her as a spokesperson.
Yeah.
This is not what I do.
Yeah, it's
By
not
the way,
what I do.
You're just going to call back Luke here in a second. Thanks, guys, for that. But she's, you know, she obviously her thoughts are right. She might not be. She doesn't talk like us, but we don't talk like her.
So
either.
Some Democratic senators want are
this is not what
actually,
I do. I do love that line.
Thinking
though,
sorry, about
this is not what I do.
Yeah. She's like, I don't. We need to make change. I don't know how.
That's true.
That ain't for me.
Yeah, we don't do it. This is not what I do.
This is not what I'd be doing. Hey, help me out.
Unfortunately, I might be saying that more often now. This is not what
this
I do.
Not what I do.
And that's not cool.
Man, all I know is if they reboot White Men Can't Jump, she's got the Rosie
Perez.
Oh yeah. Locked down.
You're right.
She sounds just like Rosie Perez.
That is what she do.
So some of the Democratic senators are thinking about retweeting, but I think they're a little scared to.
Well, that's a racist dream right there, that audio.
They should,
I guess so.
That's a racist dream right there. That's a Steve King dream. That's a Steve King wet dream.
That's my favorite message, by the way. My favorite email or favorite Facebook message
is what? Shut up.
Yeah,
and play Cardi B.
Shut up and keep your opinion to yourself. and then they continue to
give
spout
their opinion.
Your opinion doesn't matter. And then they continue to spout their own opinion.
Yeah. That's my favorite email.
Because their opinion matters.
My favorite emails.
And ours does not. Yeah. Because, ours doesn't agree with theirs.
Yeah.
Well, if yours were right, it would be fine.
This is not what I do, Craig.
Yeah.
Or you don't have a jab. I like that one.
In fact, I've been going back and
forth. But buy my album, though.
Although I've quit now with a Trump guy who likes 90% of the show. And I'm thinking, well, hell, that's a pretty good batting average.
I ran into a guy at the gym about a month
ago. I don't even like 90% of the show.
I ran into a guy at the gym, and he had a big
he doesn't.
He had a big cross on his chest. And I thought about it. There's some T-shirts out there that mean CrossFit and not Jesus. But I think this was actually a Jesus shirt. And he's working out, and he recognized me. He walks over to me.
It could be CrossFit for Jesus.
No, CrossFit is just a workout, obviously.
Well, you can do it for Jesus.
Yeah, but this wasn't that. It just said it had a cross. You could tell it was religious. And I think he had a big cross on
his
arm, too.
In fact, I think that's a lucrative business right there. Do some CrossFit for Jesus.
This guy.
That's a moneymaker.
Younger guy, probably, 35, 40, somewhere in there. Younger than us. And he said, He goes, man, you Tyler. I go, yeah, I love the show. He goes, I'm a right-wing Christian and love the show. No, he called himself a right-wing Christian. And so I didn't even want to pick his brain. I'm thinking, you love the show, then we got, that's great. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, cool. And I'm thinking, you get it.
I generally don't care what comes before love the show.
No, I don't. I generally. Don't. I don't.
If there's a couple of things.
They go in the details, but he didn't say but. He didn't say lay off Jesus. He didn't say lay off Trump. He didn't say like Trump. He said right wing. I know a lot of right wing people that think Trump's an idiot. I do.
Right.
I don't like to bring him up much because we don't want to talk about him much. But he just said, I'm a right wing guy who, I'm a right wing Christian, basically. Love the show. Been listening for years. I said, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. I said, can you believe Craig says suck at Jesus once in a while? It's horrible.
No, he
it's
doesn't.
It's horrible. So, yeah, I get the 90% of the show. I only like 90% of it.
Yeah. So, pay attention to that 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just kind of drift off.
If you like 70%, that's a good.
Yeah, for the other 10%. Yeah, right. 80%. Yeah.
I like just the comedians. I don't like you guys.
It's a good number. Nobody gets 100 like when it comes to that.
No.
You ever listen to any TV show, any radio show, any form of entertainment that's just compelling and funny and all the time?
Nope.
I can't because it's exhausting. That's why we can't do that all the time.
We're too tired.
It's You'd exhausting. Be exhausted.
Right.
If we were funny all the time.
Oh, we would be exhausted. You would be exhausted.
Couldn't take it.
No.
I couldn't take it.
They couldn't take it if we were funny
all the
time. I could
not take it. You could not take it.
So you're lucky. We're not capable.
Damn it. Diamond Dallas Page later on. Petey Mack. Also our comedian buddy, Chad Zumach. We'll be here too.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.